It was called the This Land Is Our Land March for Public Lands. Craig Flax is a California filmmaker. He says it's sad the show's quitting Utah, even though he supports the reasons why.
I'm a strong believer that keeping public lands wild is in every single person's best interest, and not just people of Utah or people of the United States, but people of the world.
The march was organized by the Outdoor Industry Association and allies in the conservation community. They're relocating their trade show because of land policies pushed by the state's Republican leaders. The last straw was two resolutions passed by lawmakers earlier this year. One urges the Trump administration to scrap the Bears Ears National Monument. The other presses Washington to shrink another national monument in southern Utah, the 20-year-old Grand Staircase Escalante. Jerry Stritsky leads REI, a retailer. He told the crowd public lands are good for the economy and for quality of life.
To those that are listening that'll see these reports, I have a statement. Do not underestimate our passion, our commitment to protect these national treasures. We stand united with a shared commitment to act on our beliefs.
The twice-yearly convention attracts about 45,000 people and $50 million a year, but those figures are expected to double when the trade show moves to Denver in January and expands. The group say they plan to keep up their efforts to protect Utah's public lands despite the move. Judy Fays, KUER News.